Springdale can sometimes be seen as the underdog in our region. The perception is that all of the money is in Bentonville and Rogers to the north, and the smart hip set is south in Fayetteville. But there's a group of former Springdale high schoolers whose entrepreneurial endeavors are shaking up the town's image and could be shaping a different future. Ozarks at Large's Sarah Burningham has this story.
Something's brewing in Springdale. And it's not just the house-roasted coffee they're serving up here at Onyx Coffee Lab on West Sunset. It's a movement. Started off by alum of Springdale High School who have stuck around or come back home and hope to transform their hometown into a hub for homemade, artisanal, creative businesses. John Allen graduated from Springdale High in 2001. He and his wife Andrea are founders and owners of the Onyx Coffee Lab. They roast ethically sourced coffee and sell it online and through their coffee shops, one on Greg in Fayetteville and the other, their flagship location in Springdale. John says Springdale was a great place to get started.
As we got more and more into specialty coffee, we kind of realized that there wasn't anyone in Arkansas doing what would now be called like third wave coffee or like true high-end specialty coffee. And so that's kind of where the Onyx brand was born, and we thought we'd try it in Springdale since we've always wanted, you know, she graduated from Shiloh. We've always kind of wanted a place to hang out in Springdale ourselves. So we thought if we could prove the concept here, then we could kind of do it anywhere.
Now 2 years on from founding the Onyx brand, John and Andrea Allen now employ 45 people and are looking at opening another cafe, possibly in the Bentonville area in the future. Oh, and that branding, if you've seen it, the skull kind of tattoo art logo, that was designed by another Springdale High grad, Jeremy Teff, of Black Box Design. Amber Perrodin graduated from Springdale High 12 years ago. She and her husband, Jonathan, are founders and owners of Perrodin Supply Company. They sell handcrafted homewares, original art, and artist supplies online and in stores across the country. And Amber also founded and organizes the Little Craft Show in Fayetteville, which last December, despite the snow, she says showcased 60 vendors and attracted 4,000 shoppers. But right now, the Perrodins are spearheading Team Springdale. It's a hashtag, an Instagram account, a Twitter feed, and basically a new way for fired up folks to show their love for Springdale. Their Instagram account has 1,200 followers and it's growing. And Amber says she thinks there's a new generation of entrepreneurs who are committing to Springdale.
This generation of early 30s, late 20s, people that are coming out of Springdale, that there's this swell of energy that's coming to the top now in Springdale is what we're all starting to see. What is happening with Springdale is we have all grown up in the shadows of these large corporations, Tyson, George's, the Allens, Allen Cannon Company, and the Jones, the Joneses, and then J.B. Hunt. I mean, there's these big, big players that are in Springdale. And so being born and raised in Springdale, you just kind of grow up in the shadow of those places, and you see those, and you appreciate them. And I think a result of that is we grew up in, like, a very working-class community where we saw hard work pays off, creativity pays off. And so I think that what we're doing now is just working our tails off, and we're seeing it start to pay off.
Over at Springdale's Chamber of Commerce, Bill Rogers, who's head of communications, agrees that today's startups can learn from the town's rich history of entrepreneurship.
Springdale has a can-do spirit, and that goes back for many, many years, whether it was John Tyson or Gene George, or even really predating J.B. Hunt, when you had one of the nation's largest trucking companies, Jones Truck Lines, began here in Springdale. So you had those entrepreneurs that just had a good old-fashioned, all-American, what do we need to get done, how do we get it done?
But he also says the Chamber and the more established businesses of Springdale can learn from this new wave of young startups.
Whether it be the application of technology or at its base level, just raw energy and enthusiasm, that feeds, everyone feeds off of that.
And he says the city and the chamber are doing what they can to encourage small businesses in Springdale.
Just getting from an idea to being able to open your doors, We've always been very proud of the fact that you can do it more quickly here than in general some of our neighboring cities. Even in 2013, we took that a step further. We do require business licenses in the city, and it's a process of zoning approval and building safety and those kinds of things. We've taken that process online, so you don't have to come to City Hall and, you know, go to three different offices. You can do it. You can submit it. So all of that toward an effort to make doing business in Springdale easier.
And here's something you maybe didn't know about Springdale. Since 2010, 49% of all new jobs in the state of Arkansas were created in Springdale. Amber Peridin says Springdale is energized.
There's this handmade movement, or this like startup entrepreneurial movement that's happening in Springdale, where these people are moving in that maybe aren't making a big fuss about moving to Springdale, but they're there and it's happening, and they're setting up their businesses there and they're quietly running for now. And I think that in the next couple of years, it's going to just be projected really loudly, and people are going to say, oh my gosh, where did Springdale come from?
It's a period of entrepreneurship. We are seeing business startups unlike we've seen for probably about a 20-year period.
Bill Rogers, VP of Communications at Springdale Chamber of Commerce, again there. Back at Honest Coffee Lab on Sunset, owner John Allen says Springdale's diversity is the key to the hip, handmade future he sees for his hometown.
I think Springdale's a special place. I think it's going to grow in its diversity. I think the Latin American culture is awesome here, and I hope that continues to grow. I think the food is highly underrated here. There's the most amazing Asian markets and taquerias here that most people don't really know about. So I see Springdale as becoming a really cool hub in the next 5 or 6 years. I think it's kind of some of the best kept secrets.
Sarah Birmingham for Ozarks at Large.